Les Darcy's best known as a world-class boxer of his day, but there was more to the young Maitland man than just boxing. He was born into a poor family, the second of 10 children, and from a very young age he took on the responsibility of supporting his struggling family. His earnings as a blacksmith helped, but it was his much larger earnings as a professional boxer that Darcy hoped would settle his family for the rest of their lives. In the big matches, he could earn more in one night than the average worker was making in 1 year. With his winnings, he was able to purchase land and build a large brick home for his family in East Maitland, seen in the photos in which the family are posed on the front veranda. Les also had enough money to buy fine clothes and a Buick motor car. Les Darcy was well-mannered and clean living and prided himself as a non-drinker and non-smoker. The prayer book, which belonged to Darcy, is a symbol of his devout Catholic faith. He made every effort to regularly attend Mass and would catch the overnight train from Sydney to Newcastle after a fight to be in Maitland in time for the 6 a.m. Mass. The curate at the East Maitland Church was Father Joseph Cody, a mentor and confidant. However, closest to Darcy was Mick Hawkins, pictured in the double portrait with Darcy's hand on his shoulder. Hawkins was a lifelong loyal friend and protector and was beside Darcy from the early days right up to his dying moments. Although his schooling was brief, Darcy wrote expansive and descriptive letters and played violin quite well, despite his large boxer's hands. In 1914, Australia pledged to support Britain in the First World War, and by April 1915, young Australian men were losing their lives in Gallipoli. As he was not yet 21, Les Darcy was too young to enlist without parental permission, which his mother refused to give. He played his part by completing compulsory militia training, giving boxing exhibitions for war charities, and volunteering support for the war effort. In the photo lower left, Les can be spotted in the front row of a large group of men, most from the boxing fraternity, all of whom were clearing land in French's forest to build homes for returned wounded soldiers. In October 1916, on the eve of his 21st birthday and the referendum calling for compulsory conscription, Les Darcy illegally stowed away on a ship from Stockton to travel to America. His goal was to avoid conscription and compete in America against the best boxers in the world to secure a financially safe future for himself and his family before voluntarily enlisting. Les Darcy arrived in New York in December 1916. During his time in America, he wrote many letters and cards back home to his friends, supporters, and family. The three postcards in the cabinet are addressed to his dearest mum.